I will show you a mystery in this scripture. Produce a meeting.
The ultimate believer is what?
Glory.
You have not found out who you are until you know how to go to work. Many people have tried by all means in their teaching to remove the fact that there is warfare. It doesn't matter the name you call it. Huh? Once you begin to pray prayers that is prolonged, what we are doing is warfare. Some people tell you it's not warfare. What they are doing is prevailing prayers. Prevail over what? Over who? There is no name they have not used. Maybe they found it in this. The question is, prevail over whom and what? Have you considered it? Some of your people, they say it's prevailing prayers. What we have is prevailing prayers. And then we have petitions. And then all this warfare and all that is not there. And to show you, they will use tongues. The question is, what are you saying in tongues? Sometimes the person will even be doing his head like this. I wonder what you are doing like this. If it's not to query something and make sure it changes. If you like, call it whatever name. That's not my business. My business is whether you call it prevailing or call it whatever name you choose to call it. As long as a man tarries long in the place of prayer, then his intention is to shift something that has refused to shift. Something that your confession of faith has refused to shift. I decree that tomorrow I will have millions in my account. Where is Esther? Huh? How many years did you do this kind of thing? I decree that tomorrow I'm rich. And then you use one phone and do something that looks as if you are rich. The demons in your family know that he's empty words. He's empty words. He's not cooked. He's not governed. He's not tampered with the fires of intercession. When you tamper it, you will find out. Why are you touching my... I will deal with you. Huh? Me, I'm not smiling. Forget this, my smile. This is not smart. I can't do anything to it. I can't do anything. It's good sometimes to confuse Satan and confuse people so that you'll be smiling. And they will now jam you and regret it all their life. That's what I learned from people like Dr. Paul and Nietzsche. He said, let the last witch that touched you regret it all his life. I'm here because I learned how to war. And the more you become correct in your walk with God, God will begin to give you insights, strategic insight into warfare. And many of the things we have been doing, there is a lot of expending of energy, but there is not much accuracy and insight into it. There is no strategy. So we began to learn the war of strategy. Part of strategy is to discern the things that is happening around you. I will show you something. Then when I show you that thing, then I will show you another thing. Then we now pray. Mark. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Are you with me? Follow what is happening here. What is happening here is, Jesus perceived that the time for his ministry to expand into new territories has come. Huh? So he said, we have done work here. Let's pass over to the other side. Let's see verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Verse. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? 41. And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? See, all the address that is being given to... Did you notice something? That inanimate things are being addressed as if they are persons. That's the first thing you notice. The storm, the wind, the sea is being addressed as persons. I will show you a mystery. I will show you something. This is what is happening here is territorial gain. It's territorial business. It was enough that things were happening until you decided to expand the territory. Huh? And sometimes it's not as if you know what is about to happen in your life. Satan has been doing this business for long. So when he looks around your life, he can pick and understand by the things that is happening around you. I have seen this thing before. I have seen it in the life of this person that became great. This person that became great. You, self, you are not even aware that that is what is happening around your life. But Satan has picked it. And he doesn't want what happened, that greatness that came from that person, to come from you. You still think everything is still normal because you are still on this side. You won't know you are on the verge of crossing over. Most times, a minute to go, you won't know your season of breaking out is here. You won't know the change is here. Just 1 minute before it happens, you won't know. You won't know. And because Satan knows, because he understands, not because he knows your destiny, but because he has practiced this thing for long, he has a lot of work in his research department. Many people have submitted work, both bachelor's degree, master's, and doctorate on matters concerning people, issues that surround the kind of things you see in your life now. They have submitted, both them that pushed till 6 months, people that gave up early, people that gave up in the middle, people that gave up when it is about time, people that fought, people that received, all kinds of things. So they devised tactics on the way to hit whatever the circumstance. Of course, they can only learn by reaction, what they have seen, by attacking issues like that. So when they see such things happening around their life, they say, another man is about to break out. Something is about to happen. Beyond persons, when they set and perceives the kind of activity that is happening in an enclave like this, say, Kai, another thing. The last time we saw this was on the upper room. And when, if we allow these people, they will turn the cities upside down. Cities. You don't know what we are arming you with. There is a place called Pensacola in USA. If you find yourself there, you don't need any other thing. All you need is do it consistently for 12 weeks. The first person you see, speak to the person. Before you know it, you'll be two praying. Before you know it, you'll be three praying. Before you know it, once you reach the number 12, then you know, yeah, that business have started. Because 12 is the number of government. And then, as of that moment, are you with me? If it is true that God have shown you mercy to align to his purposes, you will now start seeing the structures of divine activities around you. Certain angelic princes will start appearing to you people to help you in your engagement. And then, if you become more consistent, then a candle will be sent from heaven. You know what a candle means? A lampstand, a representative of heavenly authority upon the face of the earth, meaning that that place has become a place where heaven has found an airport in a corporate setting. Because sometimes all God is looking for is, where will I stand and begin to engage in this generation the things that is happening in this territory? Unfortunately, it's not just because you pray that God will come and start engaging the territory on that basis. He will look for men that has become consistent. Are you with me? Just because the president wants to come, he can't come everywhere. If he says, I want to come to Anambra State, maybe he said it last month. The whole of this, the time he said it and the day he will come, will be given to preparation to host him. Is it not true? So all the things that is happening in the weeks preceding the days that God will begin to come is activities geared towards creating an environment that can host those dimensions of God. Strong enough to affect the territory and shift the balances. That is the mystery of hosting God on personal basis and on a territorial basis. God wants to come, and it's not just that he wants to come, he wants to come in a measure. See, you need to realize it's not enough that God is coming and people fill the churches and everywhere. That is good, and people are, you know, the members of the church are rich and all that. That is not God yet coming on a territorial basis. We can't consider that as a proof that the government of God has found expression in the territory. Something must be strong enough to shift the balance from darkness to light. And if it is true, God must sit upon some men. He will sit upon those men and they will become conduit of divine life. So that it will war against the darkness that has, you see, sometimes the reason why it is that hard most times is because darkness is no more, is not just something we encounter circumstantially. Darkness has become institutionalized. And if it is true, we have to go to things deeper than the surface and begin to fight foundational matters. Spirits that have been serviced for years, and they have priesthood structures. When you get to a place like America, you will find that their issue now is that they have allowed darkness for years to become an institution. And darkness became so strong that they legislated darkness into their constitution. That was actually how light conquered America. Light conquered America to the point that light was legislated into their constitution. So Satan is not created. Satan doesn't know what to do. All he does is to look up to how God does his own business. So what he did is not just to allow people to man marry man, woman marry man, and all those things. No, it is not enough for them, because at that basis you can use preaching and turn it. One revival meeting from people like us can all those see. That's why fire. If you are listening, or you get to listen to me from America, I don't care. What they need is fire. Yes. What they need is fire. It's not all these things that are saying, hey, look at what they are doing. You are doing ages, you are doing. What they need is fire, raw fire. When you see some of those people doing that thing, you know he's a demon. And I don't have time to argue with you. I will say you are blessed.
for every person that you shook, because you intentionally is doing it, you went in as undercover after 21 days dry fasting, you came out cooked like a tornado, carrying coals of fire. You shook the person, he will lose appetite for what he's doing. Every person you shook had an encounter. They need fire. They need fire. They know this thing they are doing. They will come and say, no. I heard that if they pray small, if they pray 30 minutes, they use coffee. If you don't have coffee after 30 minutes, they will leave your church. Coffee. So what demons did is that they added more cups of coffee and took fire from them. They gave them AC and took fire. They gave them money and took fire. Anything Satan gives, anything you have in this world that will take your fire, reject it. These are the things money can buy. All the things that money can buy, hold on to it, hold on to it. He is coming, he said, what you are having, hold it, hold it. Hold it. They saw, they became the Laodicean church. They became so rich. Even people, foolish people are using them for example. Say, if you go to America, our prayer point will reduce. It's because we never know what is prayer before. If you knew what is prayer, you will find out that actually your prayer point will reduce, but your praying will increase. You don't even need to go to America. If you know God well in this Nigeria, you will notice that your prayer point will reduce and your praying will increase. For example, let me give you an example. If you know God well enough and you notice that your family members are misbehaving and they have many issues around them, at the beginning, as an intercessor, if you don't know Jesus enough, you will just be praying for them. Oh God, let this one. Oh God, let this one. When you become intelligent in the spirit and know Jesus long enough, you will find out that is the wrong approach. The right approach is to give everybody fire. When everybody is standing with their fire, it's over. But before, you will carry the burden of everybody. You even come and be telling God, I'm alone, I need help and all those things. You don't know, you don't understand what is happening. What your church, your prayer should change. Let everybody feel the same burden I'm feeling. Let their eyes open to the same warfare. Equip them with what they need. Suddenly, your brother that wanted to take the last one so that he will go the highest high, Jesus will appear to him and say, if you take this one, you die. And then he will start speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. 1 hour. Speaking in tongues. 2 hours. Speaking in tongues. 3 hours. Speaking in tongues. 4, 5, 6, 7. You tell him to stop. He said, what else will I do? What else? Is this prayer? Kani. Kobana kata isusa pakata kabianto kapa. That one has been taken away from your level. If there is anything you are doing, it's just supervision. If there is anything you are doing, it's just to be sending air support. There is sky there. In warfare, there is what we call air support. The people doing the river is on ground, but you need air support. You throw bomb, bah, 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 and the enemy will be in confusion. And then men will enter there. Bam, bah, 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 bah. All tongues is not the same, my friend. Stop all this. Somebody will say it's not true. Some people will listen to me, they say another. Who cares? Who cares? I say some. All tongues are not the same, my friend. The demon with you is just using fan and fanning himself. Because all your prayer is producing is just heat. And he doesn't want to, you know, your environment is getting, you know, heat and all that. Just shama. He can even join you in shama. Yeah, I've seen demonized people praying with other people in tongues with them. Many churches pray in tongues, 70%. Is demonized. What kind of tongues is that? Something he's not telling you is not the same with your own. Hey, wait. Try it, try it. Some of those dark places, take our messages, take where they recorded my tongues, put it there. The demons will be, they will be asking, where are they shooting gun? What is happening? Have they declared war? There is nobody that hears our tongue that doesn't ask questions. No, no, man. Don't pray like that. You can't pray like that, no, man. Even your pastor will ask questions because he has not heard this one before. The prayer of possessed men, possessed with the spirit of prayer. Giyombo, Giyombo, Swam, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. When you pray like that, fire. We engulf everywhere. Fire. War fire. All the chains of darkness will melt by the heat of your prayer. The heat you are generating can melt chains, chains. I'm not saying you don't have fire. That's not what I'm saying. I know you have fire. Don't you have fire? You have fire now. Don't you have fire? I need to tell you that candle fire is still fire. You need to cry like a diamond. Candle fire is still fire. Don't tell us. Sometimes you are feeling something like fire on your body. You don't know it's candle fire you are feeling. I say, and when the time we are praying, I was feeling some things burning on my body. Everybody is telling me I'm feeling so. They don't know it's candle. It's candle fire. Lantern. You know lantern. The fire you need is still fire. After some time, you now notice the thing is burning. It's burning. You are even shouting. You even fell on the ground. You didn't know it's kerosene fire. What's it called? Stove. The fire from the stove. It's fire from the stove that is shaking you like this. It's still fire. From the stove, it's still fire. It's good. It can only cook food. and he's good. Can only cook food. Can only cook food. But there is another fire, the one that is, there is this tree, Iroko. If you cut it down and bring out the wood, if you put it, we are not interested in the flame. So when Iroko begins to burn, we are interested in the coals. Have you not seen it? In the night, you will be seeing the red. It will be doing like this. It will be doing like this. To seem as if you have not seen it. Me, I've taken time. I took time to study fire. So it will seem as if the fire is breathing. Have you not noticed it? It will be breathing like this. It will be breathing. It will be breathing. It will be breathing. When it breathes in and out, the thing will do. If not breathe in, breathe out. It will do. Go and touch it. That's not the kind of fire you have. That's not the kind of fire. And cockroach will come and be flying. All kinds of animal. Even dog is afraid of. Dog can fly over your stove, and rat can even fly. And let him try that one. It means the dog is ready to be roasted on the fire, because that kind of fire. Have you seen where they are roasting barbecue? And that kind of fire, it will just begin. If you put anything on it, it won't just burn it, you roast it. Roast. What we get is charcoal after that burning throughout the night. Many of you have not touched the coals yet, but you have fire. That's another level. There is another one that is called oxyacetylene flame. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I didn't hear you. Say fire.
Fire.
You are not serious. I will just shout fire. Shout it again. Fire. The devil is in trouble. Some of you don't know we are doing business. I'm not talking of. Wait. Oh, you think I'm talking? May the Lord open your eyes so that you will see how I am in the spirit. It's only you that think I'm wearing white clothes in the natural. Oxyacetylene flame. Have you seen it before? What is the color? When you bring that one, the purpose is not just to burn. The other one, coals can burn anything that is organic. As long as it's organic, coals will bring it down. The coals is meant specifically for flesh. Once it's flesh, bring it to the coast, it will burn into ashes. But oxyacetylene flame is meant for iron. It's meant for iron. It's the welding fire, welding. That's why, have you not noticed you are on fire, but some yokes have not fallen down? You are just using coals. Bring out the oxyacetylene flame. Bring it out. When you drop it on the metal, what you will see is the metal will be doing like this. The same metal that you are shaking is not. You are crying, shaking. Oh God, oh God. Bring the flames. Drop it on it. What the sound you will be hearing is. Chains will be falling. Chains. Remote. Then there is the fire of the sun. You know the fire of the sun? The fire that comes from the sun doesn't just burn. It reduces anything that is coming across its path to its fundamental elements. The element with which that thing is created, it will reduce it. As you are coming closer to the sun, you will notice that you will become particles. The fire of the sun reduces things to their particles. That's why the brightness of God is likened unto the sun. I know some of you, when you read the scripture and said, I will take my throne and I will exalt it, you think what he meant is that, isn't that what he thought? That he want to go and overthrow God. That's what they thought. He want to go and overthrow who? Who? Have you not read that the seraphs use this enclosure? If they can't see it, they will be reduced to. How dare you? It's only in Christ you can behold the glory. Because Christ is a step down. He's a step down in such a way that you can behold the glory, and the capacity to kill will be removed. The only thing that is remaining in the glory when you behold in Christ is the capacity to give life. They close their face so that the thing will not kill them. Even there and then, they are not close. They are not close to. They are not as close as you think. When you are coming close, the glory will reduce you to your basic element. Let's set and try it. He will be reduced to the material with which he was created. Stop being afraid of Satan. That's why some of us, our job most times is not to fight with small all these small demons. No, you ask God to baptize you with the eternal flames. When you are walking, woe unto the demon that is on your path. The fire is not just God. I'm the son of my father. Listen, there is something you carry, and then some demons coming around you will be reduced to their elements. They can't survive the fire of your ambience. They can't survive it. They can't survive it. They can't survive it. Fire. Fire. Heavy qualities. Some demons will give you space forever. Not all these they come and be tested. Testing who? Eternal light, clothe me. Eternal fire, clothe me. The Bible says that he that weareth light like a garment. He wears light like a garment. We can be warm. That same garment of light and fire, we can wear it.
And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Verse 1 of chapter 5. And they came over. Now, let me teach you something. I was talking to some people earlier today. Have you noticed that in places like America or some of these Western nations, if a tsunami comes, every tsunami has a name. You are not even intelligent. They tell you it's scientific. It's scientific people. Scientific people. What's another one after tsunami? Hurricane. Every hurricane. There's one that is called Hurricane Katrina. They are speaking spiritual language you are not aware. They are telling you just like this thing. Jesus and the disciples, because they are addressing this issue not as wave, but as a person. To show you that that level of oppression is not possible except a principality is behind it. Because, are you with me? Nature is created with boundaries. God gave them instruction on boundaries. That means that anytime nature violates the boundaries, then it's operating in rebellion. Not just human being. Now, anytime you see nature operating in rebellion, it is a proof that a rebellious spirit has taken possession of nature. Are you getting the point now? At that point, you don't just address the nature or the oppression of nature, you address the personality behind the oppression. That rebellious dimension of nature. When you see erosions in places, in a dimension you cannot explain, I hope you know that those certain dimension is caused by personalities. I don't want to go far. How many of you are from a village, and in your village you have a stream, a river there, it collects people? No matter what you do, like this fire burning here, you know this fire is caused by a principality. It burns every year. Every year it burned last 2 years, it burned last year, it burned this year. It burns every year. And people will come and say, hey, fire burn. Even if you call fire service when it's coming, they are whatever will stop working. If they are not careful, their trailer will burn. What you are seeing is fire, but that dimension of rebellious fire can only be caused by a principality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why you cannot afford to think that the storm that faced Jesus and his disciples was normal. It's a territorial prince that is trying to guard his territory against an invasion. Because people think that Jesus is preaching the gospel, because they just see miracle and things happening. But for him, he knows that it's an invasion. Is Jesus bringing any gospel to any territory? Is an invasion he's bringing. So beyond what is happening on ground is an invasion that is brought into the territory. So if you now turn over to verse 1 of chapter 5, he said, and they came over onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadareans. Do you remember Gadareans? Let me show you verse 2 so you understand properly what is happening here. And when he was come out of the ship, what? Immediately, the very first person he met when he came out of the ship, said he met a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit. Verse 3. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. I want to bring out one scripture. Next, verse 7.
and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus? That is only you that don't know who Jesus is. Even demons know him." Jesus was asking human beings, "Who do you think I am?" They say, "He's Jeremiah." But demons know, "Are you with me?" We underestimate Satan. Do you know sometimes demons know who you are more than you know yourself? And because you don't know, some of you will think you are a normal person. You are just saying, "He will be waging war, waging war, waging war, war after war, to subdue you, to crush you." You will be wondering, "Why is all this thing happening to me? What did I do?" You don't know yourself. Demons know you more than you know yourself. They came and called him Jesus, thou son of the most high God. Even the disciples didn't know this name. They didn't understand anything here. But demons know. So many men, that people that are faced with the greatest warfare most times, are men that are carrying heavy destiny. Huh? I'm here to see a man with heavy destiny that didn't have much to combat with. But if you'll be looking at yourself, "What did I do to be like this? I see you. Don't allow me to catch you." And it's even better I catch you than Satan catch you. Because when Satan catch you in that mood, you know what he will do? He will say, "He is working." There is only one person that is qualified to see your tears. Satan is not one of them. Don't cry for circumstances. Don't cry for Satan. Cry to God. When you turn, you face the Satan and command Satan, "Take your hands off. Stop your works and maneuver." You turn and cry to God. Turn to Satan. Before God, you are a lamb. Before Satan, you are a lion. Some of you don't know what it means to be a lion. A lion don't back down for anybody, for anything. He knows he's the king of the jungle. Even when he sees an elephant, he goes, "Woo! Woo!" A lion stands and roars, because what he's carrying is beyond what you are seeing in the natural. His authority is both tangible and intangible. He carries an oar, and he makes sure he is standing in the highest place. He stands on top of the cliff, stand like this, raise his voice and roar, roar. When he roars, all the small demons will hide. And then the people that think they have something will come and confront him. When he's coming before you like this, he now stands, you say, "Are you the one?" That's what Archbishop Benson in the house I used to do. The witches gathered and they said they must hold their meeting. He said, "No problem." They continued planning. When he came to the studio, he said, "Are you a witch so that I will kill you? Are you a witch so that I will kill you?" The man that has been boasting, because sometimes Satan will be boasting, he has not seen you yet. He has not seen you in your element. Stop appearing weak. Stop appearing below par. Huh? For once, let Satan feel your brutality for once. Although you can't appear in warfare without being clothed. There is a way somebody will come, is clothed to come and attack you, even you. You will just respect yourself and know that if this kind of sword I'm seeing, If he touches you, you are finished. Huh? Sometimes when you see men like us, we stand in the spirit. This is not my height, my friend. When you stand, the sword, the length of the sword can be as long as this town, this city. The length. And you think we are cutting human beings with it. The length of the sword, from the end, beginning to the end, is clothed. The sword is clothed with fire. Huh? Fire! Listen. And when we want to fight that kind of war, we don't stand on ground. We suspend between heaven and earth. We suspend. There is an angel that came to the camp of the Assyrians. The angel that killed 180 something thousand soldiers in one night. The Bible said that the angel suspended between heaven and earth. He's a warrior being. We are no normal. Let Satan be warned. We are no normal. Use 2 minutes and warn him. Thank you.
come. That weapon you are using is not good. Ask God for your weapon. Just sit down wherever you are. Let me touch something and then we pray one more time. Just raise your right hand to heaven. You raise your right hand to heaven. Mike, you are not praying.
Bye.
Jesus. In Jesus. You can be seated.
And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." Next verse. For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." A minimum of 6,000 demons is in a man. And if we go down to verse 20, you will find out that adventure that Jesus went for was to take the gospel to 10 cities. So this demonic prince with over 8,000 demons, there is a prince that is in charge of these 8,000 demons. The demonic prince in charge of that 8,000 demons is sitting over 10 cities. And when Jesus said, "Let's go over to that city," they picked it from where they are. I said I went to South to minister. A time came, you can ask Ugochukwu. When we started praying, both the sound, everything started misbehaving. And then a time reached when we rose up in the spirit. I told them, "Shout fire." We shouted fire, fire. And then come and see manifestation. One of the demons began to cry out and speak, but one of them spoke from a lady. He said, "We know you. We have been waiting for you." I said, "Hey Samuel, I've not been to that place in my life. And a demon saw me and said he knows me." That's what is happening here. Jesus has not been here, but the demons know the damage he's going to cause. That he's here to collect the city from them. What people are seeing is crusade and miracle. But the demons knew that their territory is about to be collected from them. Is there any place in your life that Satan has held bound and you have not decided to collect it? He knows you want to collect it. He knows you want to. So you have to tell him, "Give me my family back. Give me my family back." Give me my ministry back. Give me my ministry back. We must take the land, though. We must collect the territory. No demon, no prince is strong enough. We come in the name of the Lord. Lift up your head so he gets. Jesus sent us. Jesus sent us. It doesn't matter whether there are 10,000 demons, 20,000 demons, we don't care. What we have is the name. We lift up the banner, we put the banner. The enemy of his battle ground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in our land.
by the enemy, complete battleground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. By the enemy, I'm fit to cry. Oh my God. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. In this state, in Eastern Nigeria, only Jesus alone will be King. Only Jesus alone will be King. Fight the enemy on faith, battleground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. Fight the enemy and fight battleground. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. I will stand for God in Allah. Fight the enemy on faith, but to cry. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah. Shabbat, 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 Bambo, 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 Shabbat, Shabbat,
Come back up.
Daniel chapter 10. Open your Bibles. Daniel chapter 10. Verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the visions, for the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Verse 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Kai. What is the Hebrew word for beloved? Huh? Jedidiah. You are correct. Understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he has spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. I am come for them. See here, let me tell you what is happening here. Do you know what is happening here? This man is simply seeking direction for his life. You know, some people come and say, I'm praying, I need direction for my life, what I'm supposed to do with my life, my purpose and all that, and they are praying one kindless prayer. This man is seeking direction for his life. Just simple direction for your life is causing heavenly wars. Because the man that is carrying the policy direction for your life is about to come. Because there is no possibility of you successfully executing your days and taking advantage of the facilities that God has made available for you if you don't know these things, if you don't get that direction. Because this kind of man that is called Daniel, whatever is the direction of his destiny is not just about him. It will have a generational impact. And some of you don't know that the outcome of your life is supposed to have a generational impact. That is why when you pray the kind prayer others are praying, it won't be easy. You tell God, what am I supposed to do now that I finish your service? You are waiting for one quick answer to come. You are not wise. When God answers that kind of prayer, a generation is saved and preserved. But you will think it's only one person he answered. Are you getting what I'm saying? Imagine what happened to me by me being able to secure that God sent me to this land. Imagine the impact. A whole generation depends on that kind of answer. But you will come and say, it's direction, I need to know the business I'm supposed to do, the course I'm supposed to study, who I'm supposed to marry. You don't know the impact of that kind of thing. It's generational. Where are you from? Where in Ebony? Yuko? Imagine if I went to Yuko and then I started this revival hub. Satan will use broken bottle and bab my hair. Not because I won't still be anointed, but because I'm out of alignment. Where are you from? This is our own Okofia. If I started from your village, the same problem.
So how important is it for Daniel to secure policy direction, to secure direction? Now, in the natural, you call it direction. I'm seeking for direction. I'm seeking for direction. But in the spirit, they understand that when you hand over, the way we are looking at your eyes, this way your eyes is shining to you. If we hand this direct, if we show you all these things, you're going to cause damage. All these 21 days warfare is for what purpose? To stop Gabriel from bringing in, it's just information and understanding. That's all. You have not even cared to understand the reason for that warfare. You have just read that place. You have not even found out. What is even the contention for? Just instruction and understanding thereof. But you say it's simple. What am I supposed to do with my life? Okay? It's just to get admission. Okay, let me be reading, you know, jam. It's you that is seeing it as jam. All the principalities in your territory and your hemisphere, they know it's warfare. Because they know it's you that is seeing it as simple admission. You're just admission. No, it's you that is seeing it as just work. It's you that is seeing it just business and all that. Some of the time, just that one business idea that you are able to secure from heaven is a $1 billion business in the next 5 to 10 years. How much are you willing to tarry until Gabriel brings you the information? Is you that you see, I'm just looking for business idea, you know, and you're looking for something to start. You need to download something from heaven. And some of the time, God has released it. But between that place and here, the prince, some of them, the prince of your family, the prince of the territory, the prince of Southeast, of East, the prince of Nigeria, of Africa, we stand. And be worried, because they know if this information, the way we are looking at your eye, precious, if this information reaches you, you will show us pepper. If we release this information to him, he will, in the next 10 years, he will have minimum of 100 billion in his account. And that means all the missionary, are you hearing me? Forget I'm calling his name, it can be you. All the missionary endeavor in the whole of Africa will be sponsored. If he confirms that you are going, it doesn't matter whether you are a revival hub or not. You confirms, he say, come and collect 1 billion. Come. You will just be sharing 1 billion. As I heard a man, they were telling me a story, a man from this state. If you meet him in ShopRite in Enugu, he'll be sharing 1 million as if he's sharing 1,000. He came to a bank and demanded money, and the bank doesn't have that branch. That bank doesn't have the kind of money he's looking for. And it's the money that is in one of his accounts that is in that bank. There are some people, if they cough, they will send bank managers from their headquarters in Lagos to come and beg. I saw one on social media. The bank managers were kneeling down and begging, and they snapped them and showed it on social media. They are not bothered. The bank is having 1 billion and you collected 800, your 800 million. It's to fold up. I don't want to go there. How many days do they work in a bank? You don't have money. When you have money, they work 7 days. When did they close work in a bank? What time of the day do they close work? 4 p.m. You don't have money. When you have money, they work by 12 midnight. All you need is to call the person and say, we need to do a business and it will be worth 1.5 billion. He said, 1.5
everybody will start ship. They are the kind of money that can't leave a bank without the manager knowing. But you, since you have been going to your bank, you have not even seen your account officer. Do you know your account officer? Do you know your account officer? Imagine. Talk more of the bank manager. They don't know you now. Try it. Pay in 200 million. You will know that there is an office in the bank you have not entered. They will take care of you. One policy direction from heaven is enough. If it is true, are you getting where I'm going to? Because that's the last prayer we are going to pray. If it is true that just something, you call it just, but an information, something like that, can make a man to become. Because when that information came to Daniel, it is on that thing that they stood, and the whole of Israel was liberated. 70 years in captivity, Satan didn't want them to go back. You don't know who Satan is. Satan is a rebel. That's why when I meet Satan, it doesn't matter whether he has any reason to hold me. Me, I don't listen to his reason. I know they hear for spiritual. I know they hear. I know they hear say I no deserve him. I know they hear say I no reach him. I know they hear say he never reached my turn. I know they hear that kind of language. I know they hear. I have come to places where Satan said people like us can't pass. I say, who said it? He says, this one you are disqualified because you are. Who said it? I will hold the iron bar. I will hold it and shake it out. See, I can't be denied. Where is he written? What kind of thing is that? See, listen, oh, let me warn you. Let me tell you, there is a kind of heart you need to have. Oh. It's not just praying. You have to be filled with a certain weight, a mindset in your heart. Satan, that is a rebel, he will know what is due to you, and he will refuse to leave it for you. The Bible said Daniel understood by books that it will take 70 years for the children of Israel to be liberated and be free. I thought once in 70 years, Satan will release what he's holding. 70 years after, somebody have to stand in the gap. The time has come. Hey! Listen. What is it in your life? The time has come, and Satan is still holding it. I want you to cause heavenly wars. Heavenly war! Heavenly war! I, Daniel, understood by the books that the time is fulfilled when the captivity will be turned back. When Satan is, what is holding? Oh! 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 Somebody get angry! Get angry!
Wrestle it out of the hand of Satan. Wrestle it out of his hands. Wrestle it out now. When you have it, you know. When you have it, you know. You know, you know. Some of you, it's your health.
Jesus.